Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast, my exclusive interview with Donald Sterling. Apologies, excuses, tears, and all. Let's get started. Magic Johnson, you know, has made a public comment. What, do you have something to say to him?
What could I say to him? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm hurt, but it doesn't matter.
You're hurt that he spoke out publicly.
I'm hurt that he called me up and he said, don't do anything. Wait until you hear from me. Then somebody called me later and said he doesn't want to be involved. And then he released a tape that I said to him, that I talked to him in confidence. I didn't give any interviews. You are my interview. I'm deciding if I like you. No, but I mean, here is a man who's, I don't know if I say this. He acts so holy. I mean, he made love to every girl in every city in America, and he had AIDS. And when he had those AIDS, I went to my synagogue and I prayed for him. I hoped he could live and be well. I didn't criticize him. I could have. Is he an example for children? You know, because he has money, he's able to treat himself. But Magic Johnson is irrelevant in this thing. He didn't do anything harmful to anybody, and I respect him, and I admire everything that he does. You know, I'd like to help even more if he would offer me an opportunity to help. I like to help minorities.
Magic Johnson had said that, you know, he would never attend a game while you were owner. Apparently he showed up to a game today.
He would never what?
Attend a Clippers game as long as you were owner. And he came today to see the game.
He's there at the game.
Yeah.
I don't think it's worthy of even discussing. Such a stupid remark. But he lulled me into waiting a week. Do you know what I mean? He said, don't do anything.
He told you, you're saying he told you not to say anything?
Yeah, don't do anything. I know the girl. Don't do anything. I'll help you. I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting.
What you're saying is Magic Johnson called you up or you called him up?
I don't know his phone number.
He called you up when the tape broke.
I don't call anybody.
He called you up.
I'm loyal to you.
He called you up when the tape came out and he told you not to say anything?
Yeah.
Why did he say don't say anything?
He just said, wait, be patient, I'll help you, we'll work it out.
Why do you think he said that?
I think he wanted me to just do nothing so he could buy the team. He thought maybe the whole thing would be resolved in 2 weeks. Well, what has he done? Can you tell me? Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Well, he's a business person.
He's got AIDS. Did he do any business? Did he help anybody in South L.A.?
Well, I think he has HIV. He doesn't actually have full-blown AIDS. But.
Well, what kind of a guy goes to every city, has sex with every girl, then he catches HIV? And is that someone we want to respect and tell our kids about? I think he should be ashamed of himself. I think he should go into the background. But what does he do for the black people? Doesn't do anything. You call up and say,
he's opened a lot of businesses in inner city neighborhoods.
The Jewish people have a company, and it's for people who want to borrow money and no interest. They want to give them a fishing pole. We want to help people. If they don't have the money, we'll loan it to you. You don't have interest, one day you'll pay us back.
So
I'm just telling you, he does nothing. It's all talk.
So are you saying that African Americans don't contribute to African American communities as much as Jewish
There's
people?
There's no African American. Never mind. I'm sorry. They all want to play golf with me. Everybody wants to be with me.